This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debohoma Fodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. It is a beautiful Wednesday evening. You know, this is a show that brings you all things business. We bring in subject matter expert. We bring in regulators. We bring in decision makers. And I'm particularly excited about today's show with the guests we're bringing today. We're actually talking, recognizing young South African entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs as a whole. We know that entrepreneurship is about aspiration, opportunity, and startup growth by people aiming to achieve high growth businesses and creating employment. I mean, conversely, in economy with major challenges around job creation, too many people are forced into self-employment because they do not have a choice. Jobs are something that we definitely struggle with in the country. These economies experience a negative relationship between total entrepreneurial activities and GDP growth. An increase in total entrepreneurship activity leads to a reduction in GDP growth, the opposite of what should be achieved. A reduction in activity means the global entrepreneurship index is increasing, resulting in an increasing GDP growth rate as well. I mean, big corporates, particularly like the corporate that one of the guests that we have in studio, have started to recognize the value of entrepreneurial growth in the country, and companies have now instilled accelerator programs to help develop and sustain entrepreneurs in South Africa as a whole. I mean, without the assistance of these corporate, most entrepreneurs would not have access to markets, funding, and some of these things. I know that with the different various corporates as well, I know they've partnered with Bulelani as well last time with in events. Hence, obviously, the purpose of the show is to be able to bring in some of these corporates to you all under one roof. I mean, what such company that has done extraordinary recently is Standard Bank. I know they've been everywhere in the lead up to Casper Nyovest's much anticipated concert this coming Saturday, December the 2nd. Standard Bank has jumped on board to support one of South Africa's most inspirational youth artist entrepreneur by partnering with him to get to his next filling up Africa's biggest stadium, being FNB in Nasrec, Johannesburg. The partnership includes an undisclosed amount of money. I want it to be disclosed, though. I don't know how they're going to work, but I'll take my chances. marketing support through repurposing Standard Bank's billboard, holding radio spots, social media, paid advertising. Standard Bank has also targeted current and potential customers, like with the ticket giveaways. I know that as well, the very same company that I'm talking to next week, we're going to be doing an outside broadcast with them for the Step Up to Startup campaign. I'm be honored to be broadcasting from the site. This afternoon, we talk about how companies recognize the importance of supporting young entrepreneurs in South Africa. I have the honor in welcoming our first guest today, Ms. Dinyiko Mageza, who's the head of retail marketing and bank and business banking for Standard Bank. I hope I managed to
catch it.
Oh, it's a mouthful. Okay. No, definitely. Let me take this opportunity to welcome everyone on the show. Mara, before I probably get to my guest, let me bring in my boy, Bulelani. Bal, how are you, Fana?
Good. So it's actually Dinyiko, a.k.a. Sha. Where the money at?
I feel like my street cred has gone up because of this cast.
Two up. Nah, man, it's nice. I'm happy to be in the building. I'm happy to see the gentleman McDonald today. And I mean, I think Standard Bank is doing exceptional work. Mm-hmm. So you're looking very sharp, eh?
No, dude, I mean, you know what? I taught you this suiting up thing. So now you rock it so much
I actually did.
So no, I'm happy. You're rocking it up so much that now I felt, I must just rock it up and just show her, you know what, it's my thing.
Someone was asking me when I was walking in, why are you guys wearing suits? I'm like, it's month end.
The next
thing, salaries.
No, listen to that. The next thing, Diego comes here with rocking sneakers, dude.
You know what, guys? I didn't get the memo,
this
number one.
Nice,
number
though.
Two, I was thinking to myself, ew, I thought you guys were dressed up for me. So, was this all for me? I feel so honored.
And it's a Standard Bank
blue.
two shades of blue, but it's a standard black suit. It should tell you something about it. And the, you see, we briefed him on the denim, so it's to tell you something about the show and
I
the funding
it.
We require.
I feel so welcomed, guys. Such guys, a warm
thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah, I mean, to those that are listening, I wish you guys could sit in here. She's so stylish, guys. I even told her when she walked in to say, I love the swag. Eh? People that are in banking, they usually they're looking a particular way, and as if, you know what, no, but I think I must say you're representing well.
Especially looking very nice.
Being in that space. Maybe let me take this opportunity to welcome you and congratulate you. It's been a year.
Yeah.
You know, that you've been in this position and that you've been doing exceptional stuff. You know, with politicians, after 100 years, after 100 days, there's a review to say, what have you done in the first 100 days of office? You know, so now, when at least we've given you time to a year, so what have you done in a year?
How much time do you have? Because
the benefit is that you've got a check, you see. So now we can take as much time as you need. How much time do you need?
Let's not go into that right now.
Okay. No, maybe take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Hi. Thank you, everybody, for the very, very warm welcome. I was not anticipating this. Let me start off by saying that there's a misperception about what people who work in a bank look like. Y'all should meet my team. We are diverse.
When are you inviting us?
No, you're invited. This is the invitation.
Oh, okay. Oh. So you must coordinate.
You
must not come up with stories.
You know when and where. So back to business. My name is Dinyego Mageza. Mm-hmm. I'm the head of marketing for retail and business banking, South Africa, at Standard Bank. And I wish I could bring my team, because there's like an army of people that support me. I started at Standard Bank in September 2016. Mm-hmm. And boy, has it been a journey.
Has it been?
Oh yeah, no, it's been a journey, but it's been it's unapologetically amazing. Okay. Yeah, I've loved my time at Standard Bank. You asked me you know, what have we been up to since I started? All I have to say is, what's your next? What is your next?
Yeah,
that's what we've been up to. Asking South Africans what their next is.
I'm from an event that I was emceeing. It's the event that you spoke to yesterday, the Eguruleni, Expo. Mm. So Bulelani spoke yesterday. I was running the show today. So I was telling them about the work that I do with you guys, with what's your next, you know? And I literally had to sell what's your next. Mm. Good thing you here today, so you can tell us what is your next. Do you know, what's your next?
Yeah, I do.
This is why she's the head.
I think I do. I'm under pressure now. Yeah, I am.
Oh, you think you do. So let's not think. Yeah. Now let's know. What's your next?
What's Your Next is a campaign that we launched in May of this year. Mm-hmm. The best way to describe it is Standard Bank putting its hand up and reintroducing itself to South Africa and saying that our relationship with South Africans, whether you're our customer or our client or not, is inspired by Your Next.
Okay.
We've been told that banks and banking is quite arrogant. They tell you what you can and can't do. Mm-hmm. But What's Your Next is simply an acknowledgement that you as an individual know exactly what your next is. Hmm. And as a bank, we have resources, we've got capability, and we've got some of the skill set that we can support you and co-pilot with you as you steer your life into greatness. Because you sitting there as an individual, you know what your next is. Mm-hmm. No bank can ever tell you that. Mm-hmm. But the bank might have infrastructure. It might have resources, it might have capabilities to just take you to your next level. And that's what Your Next
but
is about.
But that statement is debatable. You know that.
Tell me how. Don't get controversial on me now.
But that's what I do. That's what I get paid to do.
Yeah, I didn't get briefed about the controversy. You didn't brief me about controversial.
No, but that's what I do. You know, I bring people to the show. The thing is, with me, I love having real conversations.
Sure. Let's keep it real.
Yes, no, definitely. For me, you said something very critical. You help people co-pilot.
we co-pilot with you. We don't help.
Oh, okay, you co-pilot.
We co-pilot with you because I almost got you there. Yeah, no, but I'm smart.
No wonder you're the head.
You steer your life. You know where you're going.
Okay.
We've got the staff that we can help you out with. Not only do we have banking products, we've got services, mm-hmm. we've got capabilities, we've got programs, we've got accelerator programs that will get you to your next. That's what we've got. But you define the vision, you define the goal, you define the dream. South Africans don't necessarily need to be helped per se. Mm-hmm. They just need a champion, a co-pilot, a partner.
Yeah, no, I like what you say. You know, with the show, I mean, we bring in amazing guests, I think. I think we're one of the best show that brings amazing guests.
Not that you're biased or anything.
No, we're the best.
I'm feeling it.
No, let me tell you, we're the Sarah's voice of business in this okay. country. That's why part of what I remember I said when I started the show, I said we bring in subject matter expert, we bring in regulators. They all sit on that chair.
And
I hold them accountable. They tell us. Do you know? Because people tend to make claims and not live up to them. Do you understand? So with the voice of business, that's why as well we've managed to help SMEs. Businesses have been put together in the studio, in the chair that you sit in. Mm. Entrepreneurs have met in people that they'll never meet walking on the street and things like that. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And it's things that we pride with. Mm. Do you understand?
The conduit.
We're the conduit.
Love that.
And that's why obviously even outside the platform of the show, you know, we still remain that voice that representative the voice. Because SMEs, I think they are voiceless. Eh?
Yeah.
You know, people tend to think we've got a voice, but we don't. Mm. That's why you see other SMEs remain SMEs forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's as if being an SME, it's a curse. But that actually disturbs me.
Mm. Yeah, I think the saddest thing is that you never really break out. So I found it very interesting when I saw, I think to a certain degree, Standard Bank starting to innovate.
Mm.
And I think there was a product purple. I'm not sure what's
happening. The purple card,
whether that's implemented or not, just the thought behind it shows a bank that's concerned, you know, because I think that the biggest challenge that I have sitting with my bank is the fact that they are not flexing.
Mm.
They are not moving. I've been banking with them for the past 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the flexibility? You've seen money come in, you've seen money go out, so back me in these ventures.
Exactly.
And I think that one of the biggest things actually that you pick up now is when you look at cookouts, you see Standard Bank. When you look
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. You know,
I must say, I mean, guys, then you go there. You see this one, if ever it's your work. No, I must really give it to you because you guys are literally everywhere now.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
And from
a bank that used to be dull, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I remember I had a real conversation.
Let's have that conversation. Yeah.
From a bank that was dull, and that was for adults and things like that. Mm. Right now, you've become so accommodative of entrepreneurship spaces.
Mm.
Do you know, from an incubator perspective to the purple campaign and many other things. Mm. I think I must congratulate you on that.
Thank you. I mean, because I'm sitting in the hot seat, it's so easy for me to want to take all the credit. But we are inspired by entrepreneurs. It's interesting that you've articulated the insight that SMEs feel unheard, like they don't have a voice. Our viewpoint is SMEs must be heard. They must be supported. We've got the right capability to make that happen. And you brought up the incubator as being possibly one of the most prolific initiatives that Standard Bank embarked on, because it acknowledged the fact that people have dreams, they have visions, but sometimes they just don't have that safety net and the thought leadership to help them take their dream and their vision and make it into a reality.
So I must call you to order at the same time, Tiniko, you know that. You see, so I'll get to the questions, but Tiniko, I must call you to order.
Okay.
You've co-piloted with everyone and partnered with everyone, but not this show.
I'm here.
The voice of business.
Am I not here, guys?
No, but do you know, how long did it take you? A year to get here?
You didn't invite me. You don't just rock up at people's homes uninvited. I'm waiting for I'm considering this the invitation.
Oh, okay. Maybe we must arrange. So we require an invitation full hour.
Can I?
with the Nico so that we sit here and we talk and have fun.
Yeah, and we'll exchange details. I mean, this is the beginning of a very fruitful relationship.
No, definitely. Now, back to business. You've decided to Casper has been filling up domes and this and that.
And Orlando, you know, Stadium.
And Orlando Stadium. Now he's trying to fill up F&B, mm-hmm. you know. And maybe before I get to that, I didn't see you back up AKA. I didn't see you back up anybody else and this. Why, Casp?
Sure, why not? You know, I keep thinking to myself, which brand wouldn't want to be associated with Philip? I think what Casper and his team have created is quite ingenious, because mm-hmm. Philip in itself is a brand on its own. It's this property that is living and breathing. It's being steered and showcased by fans, even people who are not fans of hip hop, even people who are not fans of Casper, are backing the daring, bold nature of what is possibly quite a historic moment. It's a South African story. It's a young South African story. It's inspiring not just to young people, but just to South Africans in general. And as individuals at Standard Bank, we were inspired by it because it is the definition of the next. You spoke about how he started off filling up the dome. Then next, he filled up Orlando Stadium. And next, he's like, guys, other people have told me I can't do it. I'm going to do it. And we were just like, actually, we were guided by our purpose and the purpose of the brand. The purpose of the brand is we can help you or support you in making your progress real, in making your success real, in making your next real.
Tell us about the sponsorship. What are you sponsoring?
So we like to, and maybe it's semantics, but we see it as a partnership because that's really what it was. It was a meeting of minds with Casper and his team. When we heard about Philip as a team, we were like, Flip, this is the definition of a next. So we sat down with the team and we simply asked, what is it that you need from us? And Casper had his wish list and we were like, let's dip into our resources and see what we can turn around.
I've got a wish list too.
Are you filling up anything?
Okay, maybe I'm actually filling up. Okay? I wanna fill up. Right now, I think this show has got a trend record of 3 years. You know, with amazing training stories that came out of this in terms of entrepreneurs. So how about next year we fill up the studio? Even if maybe it means we need to remove the furniture, or whatsoever. Let's fill this place with entrepreneurs. You know, let's broadcast and have real conversations. I'll bring in you'll choose your best three speakers that you want for the event. I'll choose in my top three. Let's transform and change lives.
So let's talk. Let's talk. Without putting myself in a position, you know, I got to follow due diligence, right?
Okay.
You know that. So let's talk. Because that's the start of stuff. So let's talk.
I don't want to do meetings though. I don't want to sit in the boardrooms. And can I take you out for lunch?
Absolutely. Where are you going to take me?
I like that. Sounds like a true professional. Lunch, you honest.
No. I gotta for me. You see if I'm gonna take you out for lunch, and I tell you, you're gonna want to take me to your Tasha's, to your wherever, to your
No. Asked you where you no.
I wanna take you where there's black entrepreneurs, black excellence. And on the same note, you're gonna enjoy the culture, you're gonna enjoy definitely the food. And I know I'm definitely good company. I'll try to look the part. I never disappoint by the end.
If you come looking like that, then we're good.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one that's gonna have to clean up.
Oh, okay. No, don't worry. We'll talk about that. So now, why is it important for Standard Bank though to support young entrepreneurs?
I feel like there's a Whitney Houston moment. I believe the children are our future. For all the reasons that you mentioned.
Tefo, I like the nickel, do you know that?
You know, can I tell a little story about something that we just recently got involved in? It's an accelerator program called Threads, stitched by Standard Bank.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it.
I saw that.
Yes.
I sent an email that they've not responded to, by the way, the agency.
Is this you now being controversial again?
Yes.
Yes. 20 minutes, iphela nini.
Okay.
So the one interesting data point about Threads, and I stand to be corrected. I'm waiting for the tweets of correction. But I distinctly remember one interesting data point being the fact that the fashion industry globally accounts for about $3 billion $1 in like revenue. And Africa as a continent only accounts for about 1% of that. Mm. And I mean, everybody around this room knows that we're not short of ideas. We're not short of young people sitting and thinking, flip, I would like to start my own fashion business. Mm. Create. When it comes to creativity, we've got it. When it comes to motivation, we've got it. But what we don't always have is the... And we've got the resources as well. Mm. We've got the mineral resources in this continent. But what we don't always have is the backing and the support, particularly from the private sector perspective. So when we got involved with Threads, it was our point of reference was fashion isn't just about that moment as the models walk down the runway. Mm-hmm. Fashion is a business. Mm. There is a method in the madness. There's a discipline in the creativity, and we've got the method as banks. You know, mm-hmm. I've said it before. We've got the infrastructure. We've got the products. We've got all of that. So how about we marry the creativity of fashion
with
the business,
right?
The mm-hmm. business of fashion, for the very reasons that I've said, because. As Africans and as young South Africans, we can make more of a difference in the fashion industry because we've got all the right ingredients, we've got the components.
And I mean, ever since you guys started this amazing
Threads,
initiative,
Stitched by
Standard Bank.
Cool name, right?
Yeah,
thank you.
It's amazing. Who came up with the name, by the way?
I'm gonna. Do you guys do shout outs on this show?
Yeah.
I'm gonna shout out to the brains behind Threads, Des and Tanya, who actually came to us with the idea of Threads, mm-hmm. and then we were busy brainstorming. We're like, how about we call it Stitched by Standard Bank? So I'm gonna say it was 50-50 the credit for the name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I mean the general response that you got from because some of the guys that are actually on there, I know
the applications.
Yeah, well, what's the general feedback and responses that you got from people?
Absolutely amazing. I think what it's just affirmed is the fact that there is a growing demand for these types of programs. There's a growing demand for an acknowledgement that creative people also need to be given access to things like mentorship, business coaching, business development programs. So we're doing workshops. We've got a great panel of judges, all of them who in their own right have the right business and commercial mindset to coach these designers to get to their fashion next. Are you an aspiring designer?
No. I'm a business coach. I'm an SME growth champion. I grow businesses. I grow businesses. I grow businesses.
He manages to like
I'm not afraid of the truth.
Yeah, I will call, but you and about a lot of other people, but let's talk. That's going to be my response to everything from now. Let's talk.
Okay, what else are you doing?
What else are we doing? So, I mean, we've got a team of really passionate people who look after our small enterprise proposition. Mm-hmm. You spoke about the incubator. For those people who don't know, we've actually got two incubator hubs, one in Rosebank and one in Hatfield in Pretoria.
Okay.
It's more than just, it's a hub physically, but it's also a hub intangibly. Basically, what we do at the incubator is... it's an open working space for you yourself can go work there. It's an opportunity for young business people to network with each other, to work from there. Mm-hmm. But also we offer boot camps throughout the year. Within the boot camps, we basically unpack the full business value proposition end to end. If you want to be upskilled to build your commercial acumen, okay. The incubator is targeted at you, and it's specifically targeted at young people.
So, are you doing enough?
Sure, it's a journey. It's a start. I will never sit here and say, "Oh, we're doing it all." Because you know what, there's always room to do more. What we maybe don't do enough of is telling the stories.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, because you are specifically, like that is your passion, business and SMMEs, as you articulated, mm-hmm. it is your passion. You probably know more about what we do. But I don't think we tell the world enough about the work that we do. And possibly we could do more. We could do more, but it is a journey for us. And what I can say is we're passionate about it.
Okay. So now I mean, okay, Wulelani?
No. Go.
Okay. So I mean, let me be controversial a bit. I've been following the tweets.
Yeah, which tweets?
In regards to the weekend
extravaganza.
Yes, you know. So I mean, it says sponsorship is appearing to be opportunistic in terms of
that was one tweet.
That was one.
It was one out of a million others. But anyway, let's go for it.
Also, you know the other controversial ones. I'm trying to be a good boy. I'm trying to be a good boy. So that's why I'm choosing one.
Okay, let's go with the one.
I can choose five of the best.
Yeah.
But now they will keep you here for an entire hour, and you are going to be in debate.
That's fine. I'm open to it. Except I just don't have an hour. But let's go. Let's go with the first one and see how we do.
No, let's do that one.
Okay.
Then when we come back, we'll decide. You are coming back, right?
Am I invited back?
You are invited back.
Perfect.
Just like you just invited me, I'm inviting you. Great. For an entire hour. We no guests. We don't want visitors, Chief. So it's just us and Tinia got a Twitter steady, you know. So we're shutting doors. We're filling up the studio.
The studio.
Yeah. So let's talk about that one.
Okay. Remind me what it is.
Opportunistic.
You know, you could describe it as opportunistic. You could describe it as, you know, whatever you want to describe it. But my story remains unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
We were 100% guided by purpose.
Okay.
We could have been petty. Actually,
mm-hmm.
imagine, because the other thing is a lot of there's a few, I'm not going to say a lot, there's a few people that are like, how is Standard Bank filling up a competitor's stadium? Imagine if we had used that as the key criteria for whether we get involved or not. Imagine just that.
Okay.
We would have been walking away from an amazing opportunity. Maybe you could say it's opportunistic because from a brand equity perspective, It's a beautiful. Yeah. I mean, you're the branding expert, right? Who's the branding expert?
Both of us.
Both of you. Or better, when you would never leave yourself out of that.
No, but I started in branding.
Okay.
Before I actually.
So I'm preaching to the choir.
Okay.
But just the association of the two, the Casper brand, and the Standard Bank brand together, is magic in our minds. We're trying to create some chemistry around that. So you could describe that as opportunistic, but bigger than that mm-hmm. is this purpose. It's okay. The purpose of the brand. It's the purpose.
Hey, was a cool
George. I haven't even whipped up the bigger English word.
They got the right person, but for the job. But I think let's be honest though. You've never had such fun in an interview. I think this is one of the best interviews you've had. Admitted.
You know what? Because I'm in the minority here, and if I say otherwise, I don't know what's going to happen. So yes, I'm having so much fun.
No, okay.
But you guys didn't offer me a drink.
Goodness! And she says it on air. And she says it on air. The next time I go to my premium banking division in Standard Bank, I might ask them, "Where's the cappuccino?"
Yeah.
with a megaphone.
So otherwise, the Nicole is not offering.
But tell
a drink.
Me something though. I love the work that the incubator is doing.
Mm.
And one of the things that I've been talking to the guys about is, let's bring the incubator to the township, though.
Because I like
the idea that the incubator is in Rosebank, but the majority of the people that are coming into those doors are people from the township. Why should they spend an extra 30, 60 rand a day coming to the one in Rosebank? I love the one in Rosebank. It looks nice.
Oh, so you've been there?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. Mm. I've done work a couple of times with Jayshree and
the team,
and I love it. But I would love for the incubator to come to Tembisa.
To
come to the people, where the people are, where you would find 500 or 600.
Is it about the people or is it about Tembisa? Let's sort that out.
Where are you
one,
from?
So,
yeah, good question.
So here's the thing. So number one, I'm definitely about the people. Number two, I'm definitely about my hometown, the second biggest township in South Africa, you know? And I believe that it's one of the neglected townships, but most of the creative people that you find out, they come from that particular township.
I would love
to bring it there, but I think that it would be amazing to cultivate minds in that particular space. On a second point, I think it was amazing Standard Bank overriding FNB. I think that FNB's branding team and marketing team is probably kicking themselves right now, because from a brand equity perspective, they have now come second best to their own stadium. And it's killed him in a crazy way. And I think that obviously it's opportunistic and it's obviously brand development. But what is building a brand if it's not taking advantage of all opportunities that are all around you?
Yeah.
That's what it is at the end of the day.
So I don't know. Deneko, does that require a comment?
No.
I heard that the show is over, so I'm
okay. Closing comment. Whether it's where people can get hold of more information or WhatsApp, whatever that you want to say.
Sure.
We usually close off the show in style.
Yeah.
You know, when you're done with your closing comment, please give words of 30-second encouragement to somebody who's on the verge of giving up.
Oh gosh. Okay. So, firstly, everything you need to know about Standard Bank and what we offer from a small business perspective. Mm-hmm. Find it on standardbank.co.za. The second thing is, no matter where and how big and how crazy and how audacious your next is, as Standard Bank, we just want to be part of that journey with you. So that's my parting thought.
Thank you so much.
No, definitely. It is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Deneko Mageza. Dave, definitely, thank you for joining us, Deneko. Looking forward to having you in studio for an entire hour. Let's wear a state. We'll be back right after this. You that golly, special somebody I know. Somebody I know. You beside me, turn this house into a home.
Biz on cliffcentral.com.
You are still tuned into 360biz.com. My name is Debo Mafodi. If ever you've just tuned in, you miss out on an interesting and exciting discussion that we just had, with Deneko Mageza, who's the, retail marketing and business banking for Standard Bank, who was talking about some of the opportunities that they had. I must say it was actually a good show that we're able to have leaders and corporates like that that are able to partner with shows like these and entrepreneurs as a whole in general. But moving right along, up next, we have two entrepreneurs who are winners in their field and have been recognized by companies for the work they do. In studio with me, I have an honor to welcome Webei Sedona, who's the founder and director of Sedona, who was a winner in the Township Business Innovation Seminars this year. Sedona is a proudly South African ICT digital support service and enterprise technology management startup company, which is successfully aligning business strategies within ICT. Maybe let me take this opportunity to welcome him, just for him to say hi. Then I'll quickly connect to Nishan Sain, who's the co-founder of a multifunctional semiconductors and winner in the ICT sector for the 2017 Gap Innovation Awards. It's a multifunctional semiconductors is a deep tech frontier startup that has developed enabling technologies for single chip, low cost, high bandwidth, military wave wireless telecommunication system such as 5G cellular. I want to hear more about this because it's a space that I understand. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you, Mipe. How are you, my brother?
I'm great. Yourself, mate?
No, good. Thanks, man. I'm going to give you here. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Yeah, first most, I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I take risk. I have the ability to change.
I like that.
I create, I innovate. I'm ambitious and passionate. Mm. So purely Mia Pistona, known as McDonald in the ICT industry. Purely we are focused in digital innovation around how we can best automate things like communication and things like based paper processes, especially when it comes to enterprise and citizens. So our pure focus is around government and citizens. So I'll just touch on our product a bit later on.
No, definitely. No, we will touch base on that. Let me welcome the winner in the ICT sector for the 2017 Gap Innovation Awards. Mr. Sa, how are you, sir?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, good, thanks. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
Hi, I am Nish Singh from Multifractal Semiconductors. We are a startup out of the University of Pretoria Institute of Microelectronics, and we develop some how do I call it, patented and innovative silicon IP block for 5G communication.
Okay. Okay. You're speaking of 5G and twinning. Cellular connection. So to somebody else, I mean, most of us know 3G, we know 4G. What is 5G?
The 5G is the next generation that's going to, of course, upgrade our networks a little bit. So as you know, a lot of businesses and people and governments are starting to rely more and more on connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And our demand for communications is just going skyrocketing.
Hmm.
So whether you're uploading HD definition from your GoPro or logging into your banking or maybe some company's back-end servers,
mm-hmm.
our data needs are just going up into gigabits, and our networks were not made for gigabits. Right now, our networks go up to megabits.
Okay. So now you won the ICT sector, you know, in the 2017 CAP Innovation Award. What does that mean to you as a company?
Well, first of all, it really gets the team excited. Us guys as engineers, we're used to working out of the lab, so we sometimes do not get the feedback that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So events like this bring us out into the open, and we get to meet people, and everyone gets excited about the work we're doing. So the entire team gets very, shall I say, emotionally enriched.
Mm. So
beyond that, there's seed money that we can use for one of two prototypes. And
did you win money?
Yes, there's I think R250,000 involved.
Wow! No! Congratulations on that. So now, I mean, obviously, I'm hoping that because since it's the end of the year. Part of opening up in the new year, when we're talking about ICT, I'm really hoping that we're going to get an opportunity of having you in studio and we put this 5G to the test. What do you think about that?
Well, once it's ready, we're still looking at a long 3-year development cycle, and we're still going to spend a few million developing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it's ready, we'll definitely be excited to share that with you.
Oh, okay. There's somebody that might be listening that wants to maybe either get your services or support you guys or understand more of what you do. Where can they get hold of you?
They can look at our website, that is multifractal.org, or just Google Multifractal Semiconductors. We're also quite active on Twitter. We like to keep people updated with what we're doing. So multifractal_SA on Twitter.
Mm. Oh, okay. No, definitely. No, thanks a lot, Sain. We just wanted to celebrate you and congratulate you on the award and wish you all the best for what's remaining on the year and definitely 2018.
Thank you so much. We're quite busy, so we don't see the end of the year that close. I think there's still a month left and we can get a fair bit of work done.
Yeah, no, definitely. You must do that. But we definitely bring you in studio next year.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was Nishan Sain, who's the co-founder of the Multifunctional Semiconductors, who won the ICT sector for the 2017 GAP Innovation. In studio, we still have the winner of the Township Business Innovation Seminar this year. What does it mean for you?
Mainly for me, it's a great opportunity because then it also shows that the product that we have built, we're not building it in silo, mm-hmm. and it also shows that the capability of the product to be a stable and repeated solution, it's there. So I think also it gives us that exposure in the market, especially being that at T, you know, my plan was just to go there and network and get things going,
mm-hmm.
and turned out to be a success event for me to visit. So I think being that it's a great opportunity that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up multiple doors that have been closed or doors that I can't reach. So I think the power of association, I've learned it's very key, and it builds one's courage as well, and it builds one's entrepreneurship.
Mm. No, definitely. So what did you win?
So I won the T grand prize, which is $5,000. And I won the Proudly SA membership as well.
Oh, nice.
So I think there's a couple of opportunities as well that come with tea. I think Bulelani will articulate more on that. But yeah, I think for me, it's...
So you're not sure what opportunities are, though?
It sounds like there's a lot of plenty of opportunities.
No, I mean, it can't be sounding like you need to save this man.
No. I think this man is an entrepreneur. This man must save himself. Because I think in that atmosphere, it was amazing. I mean, as a build up, three years later, being able to have hosted such a quality event. I mean, database shows over 800 entrepreneurs. 48 stands on the day. It was amazing, you know, and to have had this gentleman just come and take it over, he seemed a little bit nervous when he came up, but it was amazing to have him win, I think, more than anything. But all other, I think it was 6 or 8 other participants, it was amazing to also see them come up to the fore.
Of course.
But I think one of the biggest things that also came up, one of our partner companies on the day, Innovation Hub, the CEO was telling me that this guy is actually from Innovation Hub in Soweto.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so he's incubated at the Innovation Hub in Soweto and is doing phenomenal work. So I think for an entrepreneur who is in the tech space, I think one of the things as well that is in the pipeline is an introductory meeting with a client, actually, who asked about him, who was there on the day.
Wow.
They would possibly, I think if they come to some form of an agreement, they'd like to give him 100,000, right?
We want to hear more about that, dude. You get that 100,000, you come back here, you got it. Right?
Indeed.
No, definitely. Yeah. Let me connect to EKC Area Partners Summit with my brother Elvis. How are you, boy?
I'm good, person. You, level.
No, good, thanks. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay. I'm Elvis, and I'm the founding executive director of EKC Entrepreneurs. Essentially, EKC Entrepreneurs, we aim at creating platforms that actually allow passive entrepreneurs access to resources, information, and markets. So today, essentially, we are hosting the EKC Area Partners. So these are the different organizations that actually run township initiatives in different townships that support entrepreneurs.
Okay.
With the aim of saying, how do we come together and collaborate? In making sure that you become impactful to the township entrepreneurs. But more importantly is that we are having the township innovation vision challenge later today from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And we're inviting actually quite a lot of institutions that actually support entrepreneurs so that they can be able to come and actually witness the innovations that is coming from the township. I think we have that notion that township businesses are only your catering and your sponsor shop.
It's about time we rectify that notion.
Yeah, you need to get rid of that notion because it's actually quite innovative businesses that come from the township. I mean, one of the guys that went to the Township Entrepreneurs Alliance last week is one of our area partners, which is Niebe Sutona, who actually won the pitching challenge. And he created an app where citizens can be able to engage with government with regards to service delivery and all of that. And this is a township entrepreneur that is coming from the Post Loas. And this is quite important to us to be able to realize that there's a lot of innovation in township. We need to be able to dig deeper and be able to make sure that we support them in a very structural way for them to grow. Because most of our brothers and sisters, they don't have what we call social capital. They're not necessarily connected to get from one thing to the other. They know how to produce stuff, they know how to create stuff, but they just need a leg up and be able to connect to the right people, to the right corporates, the right initiatives for them to actually go faster and to accelerate that initiative.
Yeah, no, Elvis, I'm actually running out of time, but I'm hoping that we'll get an opportunity of bringing you in studio and we hear more about some of these great initiatives that you're doing. For somebody that is listening, that want to partner or that want to come and support you guys, where can they get more information?
They can actually just contact us directly. So they can either go to the website on www.ekcentrepreneur.co.za.
Okay.
Or email us at Elvis, that is ELVIS, at ekcentrepreneur.co.za. Or they can just call us or WhatsApp us on 061-401873.
No, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. And no, congratulations on the amazing work that you've been doing with entrepreneurs. I know
Thank
that you've been pushing hard on. Yes. Despite the challenges. Looking forward to having you in studio. We'll put you in contact with Sarah so that we can arrange the day and we can have much longer discussion.
I really look forward to it.
No, definitely. No, that was Mr. Elvis, who's one of the managing directors for Ekasi Entrepreneurs. My brother, quickly, for somebody that wants to get hold of you, where can they get hold of you?
Yeah, so we've got a Twitter page at Saya Techno, and then we've got a Facebook page at Saya-Setona, and I'm on Instagram as well, and as McD Saya. And I'm also on LinkedIn as McDonald. And we've got a website, www.sayasetona.co.za.
No, definitely. This is all that we had for you today, right here on 360 Biz. Catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360 Biz. My name is Teboho Mafodi, and Bulelani Bala, we out.
360 Biz on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.